Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I am the host with the most, I am Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and wonderfully titted Miss Amanda.
Hey.
And we are here to spew, I don't know what the fuck we're going to spew today. So far today we're just spewing shit everywhere. God. You ever know there's a time you probably shouldn't record a podcast?
When?
When you fucking dump shit all over the fucking, all over
he the He dumped his water table. On the table.
In my command center for crazy water nine cents.
Yeah, awesome. It made a mess.
That was sweet. I'm so smooth.
Way to go, pumpkin.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, we haven't done something kind of weird we haven't done for a long, long time. Is crazy sex news. And you know what? You ready for this? I'm not going to do it again tonight either. No, actually, there was a story. Well, here's the thing. There was a story circulating around on Facebook about, like, the whole bunch of seniors that got fucked, got popped having sex. So there you go. So look out for it on Facebook.
Good grief.
Yeah. Somebody still recovering from a late night, had a great night last night at one of our many meet and greets that we go and attend and were invited to, and had a great time. And it was relatively close enough to home, so we made the decision that we could drive home. And we're not 20.
Hey, I think we did pretty damn good.
We did great, but we pay for it today.
Yes, yeah. Hence the, like, two-hour nap, three-hour nap, whatever it was in the middle of the day.
Hence the complete chaos in my studio and everything else. Now it becomes well aware of why we do that way. If everything is too hot, hot. Oh, that was me laughing, probably. Anyways, okay, so, first of all, I haven't done this for a while. I'm going to do this a little bit different. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. It's like it's the Casbo way.
Seriously? You can't change shit now.
So, here's the deal. Obviously, for those of you who don't know, we do record our show live in front of a distant audience. So, our Facebook, we need a laugh track. We record live on our secret Facebook page. So we will take questions as you guys go through today. Feel free to join in, chime in, say something, whatever. Hey, if you happen to be a hater on our page, say something too. That makes it way more fun and interesting. It's a little more challenging.
Wait, what?
It's more challenging.
We have haters?
We do. You know, okay, so I'm going to tell this story because, well, I don't fucking care.
Okay, it's your thing.
So last night was really awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So we're at the event, whatever. And this happened. So we've been giving away. Why did stuff change in my head? It's like, that's when you leaned my head. Anyways. So what's funny is we've been giving away.
It's the voices.
No, it's like, well, it's the one that's just going, oh. We give stuff away we've been giving Crazy Winter Night tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's nothing more fun than watching the haters just dread that their number's going to be called to be the one to win the Crazy Winter Night tickets because they hate us so they don't want to go to our shit. I fucking love it. Yeah, so that happened. But actually, I got to tell you, last night we had a...
Back up a smidge, you're a little loud.
Last night we had a couple that won the tickets. They were super excited.
Mm-hmm.
We were super excited to give them away. Actually, we're giving away at a couple other events, too. Mm-hmm. So they were super excited to win them. We're really excited about that. And I also got to say, we're really... Well, it's not an exciting thing, but we had a member that recently had their child get hit by a car and passed away. And we are giving away, we're going to be doing, we've let the people putting it on decide how they want to do it, but we're giving away two of our VIP passes with a hotel room for the Crazy Winter Nights and two of the kink dinner passes with a hotel room for the Crazy Winter Nights.
Oh, okay.
So we are happy to try to help out with that kind of stuff. Remember, kids, it's about community. That's what it's all about. Try to help out your community and your mm-hmm. lifestyle community. And obviously, giving free passes to a party can't take away people's pain in any way, shape, or form, but it's our little part to help
raise funds, yeah.
Raise funds. So, and one of the cool things about our Crazy Casbo page is that the members are always there to step right up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big kudos. See, we have quality people on our page that give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that says a ton. So there you go. All right. So let's get on with our. Shall we dove dive dove? Oh, look at the pretty doves above. That would be doves. Shall we dive right into our shit today? Shall we?
I don't care to dive into shit, but if you want to dive into other things, then that would be fantastic.
Into the pussy pool of life. Spelunk. Okay, so... So, what do you keep looking at?
Because when I talk, it goes...
It's because you're vocal. You should hear it in bed, kids. We'll record an episode when we're fucking sometimes.
Yeah, and the people that have actually had sex with me would go bullshit.
No, the people that actually had sex with me would be afraid she's going to die on the air. She holds her breath. No, you never know. We should try that. That'll be fun. What could go wrong? We'll have to fuck on for an episode one time. That'll be
great. Not on Facebook.
Not on Facebook. But you know what's going to make that fun?
What?
Because where I'm a smoker, I'm a dirty, dirty smoker, and I already have that rasp a little bit into the microphone. Boy, this way they can just hear that. I'd sound like Darth Vader doing a podcast. Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Yeah, anyways. All right, so onward and upward to spew we go. I'm going to take a drink.
Are you spewing?
I have about half a glass of water left.
Imagine that, dumbass. It's because you dumped it all over the table.
I'll lick the studio later. Anyways, okay, so the first question is more of a, it's not a specific question from a specific person, because we actually got this question from a whole bunch of people. It came in from all realms of the country this week. And one of the questions is how do you deal with emotions in the lifestyle? So, and we had varying themes to this question, varying topics. So we had people that, how do you avoid having emotions or getting emotions in the lifestyle? How do you deal with when you have emotions in the lifestyle? How do you deal with, you know, when those emotions can overcome and be too big? And is it, we've had questions, is it okay to have emotions in the lifestyle? So it's kind of like a blanket thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the general thing. We always tell people, A, there's no right or wrong way to do the lifestyle, right?
No.
And we truly believe that. That, look, this is not a fucking onesie from Sears where one size fits all. This shit is, you know, it's I just made that up.
I was going to say, I don't think onesies is a one size fits all.
No, I was trying to think of it was like pantyhose or something. Fuck, shut up. Anyway,
it's not pantyhose either.
Well, something that one size fits all.
My microphone is like hot.
Hot.
Hot. I'll stand way back here.
That's awesome. So it's not there's not like a right way, okay? Everybody's a little bit different in how they do and don't do the lifestyle. It's a choose your own adventure,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so I'm going to kind of break this down. So let's start with, are emotions good or bad in the lifestyle? Okay, and again, because it's a choose your own adventure, you can't say it's not black and white.
No,
right?
Not in the least.
It depends what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for some people, yes, it is. There are some people. There's a lot of people that have been in the lifestyle and they were single and they found love and they got married out of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Some continue to swing, some didn't. There are different types of relationships. Obviously, we touch on it briefly. We're not experts, but poly and triads and, you know, quadruple ads and you know, whatever. There's a whole range of different scenarios that go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When it comes to the question of whether or not are emotions good or bad, you can't look at emotions that way.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't work that way, just like in real life. What you have to understand when you swing is you have to know going into it the more realistic thing. I don't think any of us did it. We didn't when we first got into it. That emotions are going to happen in the lifestyle.
Okay, so here's a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking like emotions towards another person outside of the relationship, or yes, emotions between the couple?
Both. All the above.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Again, why you got into the lifestyle makes a big difference. If you got into the lifestyle to fix your marriage, A, you fucked it up. Don't do that. But if you got into the lifestyle to fix your marriage, okay, and it causes a greater emotional attachment to each other, that it can happen. And in the lifestyle, I think it should be an enhancer. It should have some effect on your emotions with each other if you're mm-hmm. if you're with somebody else. But I think the people are more afraid of emotions from the outside coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the problem is when you don't anticipate that could happen. Okay, we went into it with the concept of we're doing this just for fun. It's sex. It's just fucking, mm-hmm. right? Emotions are sneaky little fuckers. Okay, emotions are like ninjas, right? So when uh-huh. you least expect it, all of a sudden these little things are like, yeah, and they're like, that might be loud in the recording, and they're like, and all of a sudden, boom, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that it's a great potential that it's going to happen.
If you're not prepared for it, that's where it causes issues.
That's where it causes issues. And where no one is prepared for it when they first begin, you have to be willing to acknowledge once they emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So good or bad, it's like anything else. It's what you do with it that determines if it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Look, here's the deal. People talk about it with guns. They talk about it with cars, with drinking, with drugs, with everything. Is it good or bad? It's all what you do with it. Look, if you take a cue, go to the store, and you buy a zucchini, a big, fatty, hard zucchini, and you come home and you turn it into zucchini bread, then it's good. If you take that same zucchini and you go and buy it at the store, and as an old woman is like with a walker is making her way into the store and you use it to club her, okay, at that point in time, then the zucchini is bad.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
I didn't want to use seals. No one had nine people with seals. So is the zucchini bad? No, the zucchini is just a zucchini,
mm-hmm.
right? It's what you do with it. So the emotions, it's the same thing. Are the emotions bad? Well, fuck no, the emotions aren't bad. It's just what you do with those emotions. Okay, and so you're going to hear me say this a lot in this episode. Communication, 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 communication.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I don't mean the bullshit, typical husband and wife. The wife squawks. The husband goes, and doesn't listen. Or the husband talks, and the wife's like, and doesn't listen. No, I'm talking like real, hot, honest, hardcore communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to back up. I'm going to do something really different here. Okay, this is going to be weird. Part of the reason why these series of questions, we get these questions all the time,
mm-hmm.
right? And part of the reason that I decided to go ahead and tackle these questions today is because we can relate directly to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night we had a 2.5 hour road trip one way,
mm-hmm.
right? And so what did we do that whole time?
Talk.
Right. And here's the thing. We have a million things we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
In the lifestyle, what we're going to do for a podcast, this thing going on in Casbank, this thing going on in Casbank, whatever. Just what's going on in life, plus you have your Reiki business, you know, what's going on with that, plus I'm efficient, what's going on. We have a million things we could talk about. But what we talked about after 27 years of being together, 25 years of marriage, 27 years of being together with a strong relationship, we talked about feelings and emotions that I'm dealing with,
mm-hmm.
right? That tie into a previous relationship within the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. We didn't solve any great world problems.
No.
At all. But the lines of communication are open because that's the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it was important for me to make sure that you knew where my brain was at.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was important to you because you want to know where my brain's at.
Mm-hmm.
And even what led a little bit further back with this, and we cracked the joke, okay? You have some potential suitors. Okay, you have some potential suitors coming up in the next week and a half, whatever. You dirty, dirty girl. Anyways, and I made the comment, I said, it's really funny. It makes me jealous as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hot. But it's hot, but it's jealous. But it's hot. So it's more hot than jealous, but you know what I mean. So mm-hmm. the thing is that's two people that have been in the lifestyle almost a decade, been together 27 years, communicate like motherfuckers.
We do. I don't think we're normal.
No, we're not. And you know what? But we still talk about those little things. Why do we do it? Because when you don't talk about it, then at least in our world, we feel like then it becomes, it's like you're sneaking around.
But here's also a key. Mm-hmm. When you communicate, one person has to be willing to listen.
Yes.
And just listen.
Yes.
In an understanding manner. Yes. Not in judgmental.
Yes. You have to, look, there's two types of ways to listen in this world. Mm-hmm. Okay? You can listen to respond, or you can listen to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I do motivational and sales training and speaking like that, and we talk about this all the time. You have to be willing to listen to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you listen to respond, you're just like, you listen so you know what to hear and slam back or say back quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate, we're fortunate, we have that relationship with each other.
We always have.
We always have.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that when I tell you, when I say to you, because what was the joke I said as we were talking last night? Hey, I promise you're not going to divorce me. but when I'm sitting here...
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way. And I'm sitting there explaining to you, you know, how I don't know that some things will ever be repaired or how that will ever, you know... Okay, that's a pretty heavy thing for a husband to say to a wife,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa. I'm able to have that level of communication with you because we've worked on it. It's a daily skill we've worked on. It didn't magically happen.
No.
But we were able to have that communication because you're willing to listen to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about it and we process stuff together. Just like when I cracked a joke about the whole being jealous but horny thing, then it sparked a conversation. Because you're like, well, I don't feel that way when I was on my little excursions, you know. And again, does that make me right and you wrong or vice versa? No.
Mm-mm.
But we both understand and we had a conversation and communication about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to be willing to communicate. If you start thinking you're having feelings, or you are having anything, you have to communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to say, if you don't communicate it, when it stays inside, here's the deal, kids. Believe it or not, people can tell when something's going through your fucking brain and you're not sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as a wife, what would you say to that? I mean, you're just looking at me. Well, can't you? I mean, I guess
I was jumping in as you were talking.
But wouldn't you say, though, as a wife, if a husband is shit's running through their mind but not saying anything, can you see through that? For the people at home.
Boy. Like, I can't read you anyway.
Well, right, but some people. But, well, that's what I'm just saying, though. People. Everybody thinks that they can hide their emotions. Look, it's like being a fucking empath. Everybody's an empath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, they're not. But everybody thinks they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks they have this great ability to hide their emotions.
And you're not.
You're not. And you don't want to, you know.
You shouldn't.
No. Absolutely.
Well, with your spouse. When you're out in public, you know, do hide it because then you draw other people into your drama.
Exactly. Okay, so now JR, off of our secret Casbah page.
How come I'm not getting it? Oh, there it goes.
Most emotions happen spontaneously and disappear just as fast, but either way, must openly be discussed with your partner, especially if certain emotions remain present. It may constitute a need to reevaluate rules and possibly the no-fuck list.
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome point right there. JR has a great point. Most emotions do, whether it be jealousy, whether it be lust, whether it be whatever, tend to have, like, they're there, and then, you know, and then they dissipate and they go away. When you're new, the one thing I would add to that with JR is when you're new, you need to talk about all of them right away. You need to get in the habit of talking about your emotions,
mm-hmm.
right? When you're experienced, you need to still be in the habit of talking about your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit never changes.
Mm-mm.
Look, your minds can meander in a very dangerous way left to their own fucking devices.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but definitely, he's right in that it can change the no-fuck list. It can change rules, how you text or don't text, how you communicate, how you interact at a party. You know, we've talked about it before on here at the world famous Bonfire. We had the point where we had to get to where we had the touch rule. We had to, you know, to make sure there was no confusion and no, you know, that nothing went south. So, communication. It's a huge part of it. People are going to be so fucking tired of listening to say communication. We got it, dumbass. Communicate. We got it. But I think it's a message that can't be fucking said enough.
Communication is always a learning process, regardless. You can feel like you have the best communication in the world, but it will constantly grow if you allow it.
That's right. Or it will constantly wither away if you don't practice it.
Mm-hmm. Just like there was the one time you were playing at the house.
That's right. And it was fun.
You don't even know which time I'm talking about, dork. But we have that little Amazon device, poor little Alexa, and I dropped it. I'm like, well, I might drop in.
Now, wait, pause 1 second. The person that I was playing with knew that we had that.
Yeah.
And knew that and had permission.
We joked around about before.
Just nobody thinks that we're doing something fucking weird. We had permission.
No, yeah, thank you, because then that sounds kind of creepy.
And then we dug her a hole and put her in the basement.
Well, because the first time you hooked up with her, I didn't even think about it.
Right.
And I wouldn't have done it anyway.
No.
Because I'm not going to stoop like that. No. But it was close for you to time for you to come get me at work. So I'm just like, well, I wonder if he's done. I got massive anxiety. And I came back, I said, I don't have a problem with you fucking her.
Nope.
But just for some reason, I just got massive anxiety.
And you didn't end up tuning
in. And you weren't doing anything.
Right.
No, it wouldn't connect.
Yeah, it wouldn't connect. But, and that was totally, and that was for you, that usually doesn't bother you, but for whatever reason, it did.
And I don't know why.
We communicated about it. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. Because this whole lifestyle is no fun. If everybody's on eggshells, like if you're on eggshells at a party, an event, or if you're feeling guilty or dirty, or well, dirty can sometimes feel good. Just saying.
You're horrible.
But if you're feeling guilty, or you know your partner's having an issue and you're playing, it takes the fun out of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean that you just can't do that, right? So you have to put it out there. You have to talk about it, and you have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's hit real quick on a second of honestly listening, because we talked about it a little bit, but the initial reaction, we're humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to, it's tensions, arguments, blah, 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 blah. If you're listening, if your spouse is opening up to you, and look, I don't give two fucks if it's your wife or if it's your husband, whatever the role, whichever that is. Or if you're just boyfriend, girlfriend. When your significant other is opening up to you, if you instantly start bagging on them,
mm-hmm.
or bitching or shutting them down or whatever, you're doomed.
Mm-hmm.
You're doomed, because here's the deal. At that point in time, you're not going to come to them again. And this isn't even just about emotions in the life. So this is about wanting to try different things. We've talked about that. Look, the first time I covered your mouth when we fucked, okay, and I said I was going to do it. And we talked about, if you'd go, what the fuck do you want to do that for, you fucking sick, twisted bastard? I'd have been like, well, because I really don't. And I'm just going to fuck you vanilla and you know, how about we just do missionary for the rest of our lives?
Very okay? True.
So, because guess what? There's going to have people, there's going to be feelings about coming out bi.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be things about not being bi,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be different positions. There's going to be a lot of things. But if you automatically go on the fucking attack, your partner is going to shut the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, you know what? I'm not saying shit. Mm-hmm. If you hadn't said to me that it was okay, you're like, okay. And you didn't even hesitate. Okay. And you didn't judge it in anything. That would have been something I never would have done again otherwise. And that would have been like a mind fuck.
Mm-hmm.
How's that getting the max out of the lifestyle? Or your life in general?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, okay. So, as I managed to totally just wean us completely fucking south.
Yeah.
So, the initial, are emotions good or bad? they're going to happen. You have to be ready for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, I got to tell you, some person, and I told you this last night, I told you, but I didn't tell them, they weren't in the car with us. We need to have the podcast just when it's 24 hours a day. They can just ride with us.
There you go.
24 hours with Cole and Amanda.
So we name drop a lot.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. If you like cussing, there's a good place to be. Anyway, so was that somebody had told me at one point in time, when we were talking about Pauly stuff for us,
mm-hmm.
and was helping me to understand this person has a lot of experience in Pauly, and mm-hmm. was helping me to kind of understand why some things had changed for me when I was in that, when we were in that, made the comment about, say, she said, you are just not wanting to go. You're not letting your mind go where it needs to go. You're not being honest with yourself. And it was about emotions. And I said, no, that's not the case. I wouldn't want to do that. And she goes, you got in the lifestyle because it was going to be fun. That's why you and Amanda got in the lifestyle. Yep, we got in fun. We weren't trying to fix a marriage, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, why would you test your marriage that way?
Hmm.
And that hit home. Now, I mean, that hit home like a fucking sledgehammer because, as she said, there's been a lot of people that had long-term marriages that became victims of the lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
that went into it for all the right reason. You, it is, again, why would you test your marriage? And that's kind of what it is. But, and right now a whole bunch of people are going, that's it, we're out of the lifestyle. And a whole bunch of guys are going, I hate you, Cole, you're son of a... No, we're not telling you don't get out of the lifestyle. What we're telling you is understand what it is, and work on your communication skills. Then it doesn't have to be a test.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be a test, but it's one that helps you grow further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, can you avoid emotions? No.
Well, now bringing a third party into it, mm-hmm. it depends on what you're looking for. If you want to develop emotions with another person, if you don't, if that's like forbidden, that's y'all's thing. But... Yes. You know, if you don't want to develop emotions, then sometimes people on the outside yes. can see better than you can.
Okay, so let's go ahead and tell the story with that. If you're going to notice a theme here. Cole's a big dumb animal sometimes.
No.
On some of the stuff. No, well, it's seriously. So the very first time that we started to play with a unicorn, single girl.
Well. She was a single girl. She wasn't bi, and she
was young.
She was in her. But she wasn't in the lifestyle either.
No, she was in her 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, and I worked with her. Anyways, and this little fucking thing progressed, and we were all having fun, except Cole couldn't see.
I wasn't having that much fun.
No. Ms. Amanda
towards the end of it, it was...
Ms. Amanda was not having fun. Well, and because part of it was you saw what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that she was someone who wanted a husband,
mm-hmm.
right? Wanted a lot of what we had in a relationship and everything else. And you saw through, and our kids, who are older, saw through that she used the concept of a friendship with you to get close to me.
Mm-hmm.
I, being a dude, was like, this is awesome.
Probably if it were a weaker couple than we are, it would have torn...
It would have broke us up.
Torn a couple apart.
It was very bad. Because when it finally came to a head, when it finally came... Not the good type of head. That came really early on. When it finally came to a head, I mean, it was literally... You said it, and our oldest two kids said it to me. That, what are you doing? You know, you're, this isn't right. And I fought you guys on it. I argued mm-hmm. with you guys. I said, I do not have emotions. I do not, no, that's not what's going on. And then
I blatantly said to you, you're falling in love with her.
Yeah. Our oldest one said the same thing to me too.
Did he?
Yep. Took me in, we went for a guard somewhere and read me the riot act. And he said, you said you would never, this wasn't about love. And I didn't, you know, I'm going, no, that's not happening. Of course not. That's not happening. And all of a sudden, then you started pointing out examples. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there going, and I was horrified
mm-hmm.
because it started to hit me. And I'm realizing wait a minute, this is going somewhere I didn't want it to go. It had never meant to go that way at all. Now, that's an extreme situation because, again, she was not in a lifestyle, and there was a lot of other manipulating factors that were involved there. And we were very, very new in the lifestyle at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody didn't turn their sound off.
But we were very, very new in the lifestyle. And you know, so... But it can happen to anybody.
Well, I think that's how some... I'm trying to think of a nice way to put it. How some marriages get broken up.
Homewreckers. Well, I'll say it. Fucking homewreckers come in and fucking wreak havoc on the fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it. And it's seriously, again, we're okay, on this fucking show, we're a little bit different. We're fucking honest, and we call shit out. We're willing to, just like that, I'm willing to admit that that almost happened to me.
Well, it wouldn't have ripped our marriage apart, but...
It put
a strain on it for a little while.
It changed how we operated within the lifestyle for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing, but going back to what JR said, it did change our rules. It did change how we dealt with shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, we did. We created some rules out of it.
We created a lot of rules. And you know what? There was a shit ton of guilt. I felt a shit ton of guilt. Not because you made me.
You should have, Jack.
That's right. She was a good fuck, so shut up.
It was your first threesome with a female.
Yeah, well, it was. Everybody else was like, we're searching for the magical unicorn. I'm like, well, fucking call me Lucky Charms because I got that shit every night of the week. I mean, and I did for a while. And you do lose fucking... It's like, I wasn't having emotions. I just had vertigo. No, but I mean, it did change how we did shit, and it could have been a disaster. And there was guilt on my part, not because you made me feel guilty,
mm-mm.
Because once you saw that the light bulb went on, you know, it's not like then you were just like every time.
Well, I had to point out
cheating, dick.
No.
I didn't cheat.
You would show me her text, and it's just like you know she's trying to guilt you into something.
Yeah. Once I was able to see the light, it changed our rules, but there wasn't that constant thing like, you know, you're a dumbass.
No.
It didn't change us playing in the light, so it just changed how we did it. It just changed some of the rules. But I felt guilty because that was not somewhere where I had ever wanted this shit to go. That had never been part of the plan at all. When I had hounded and begged for fucking to be in the lifestyle those years, it was not for that. So... When it happens, you have to deal with it. You have to, and yes, it does sometimes take a third party to get into it. Now, there's a huge thing. There was a difference of about 6.5-7 years between when that happened and before we ended up in a poly relationship. And here's the thing: I want to be known right. I'm going to say this right now, so it's a perfect relationship. Poly is not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Poly is not, it's not, there's nothing wrong with poly at all. We said we would never do it. We never say never because what happens is emotions, see how this works, just happen. They, you know, we didn't go looking for it.
No.
Right now, it's easy to go, well, we probably wouldn't do it again. We can't honestly say that because who knows? If you're in a poly relationship, rock on. And what I say to people that are looking at poly from the outside, looking in, and all they want to see is the, you know, that chick's got two guys or that dude's got two chicks. Understand their relationship is not that simplistic. And show them the respect of not acting like it's that simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a relationship amongst multiple people, and there's a lot of respect in there, and you know, understand it. And the other thing is, you have to know where you and your significant other are before you should bring somebody else into that mix, because it's not right to mind fuck the innocent person,
right?
Okay, so it's not, you know, we are huge fans and supporters of the poly community, and we have a lot of respect for people that are in poly relationships. Mm-hmm. Really do. And better, even more understanding knowledge since we've been there. And we were just poly light.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, we were. I mean, we're no experts. We don't claim to be. But it's something that you have to fucking, you know, have a little bit of a grasp on as you do that. You do have a responsibility. Understand the same things that it takes for a relationship like husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, relationship work. It's the same thing with poly. It's just there's other people there also.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. Okay? So the first original question, were our emotions good or bad? They're neither. Just know they're coming. Okay?
No, they can happen.
They can happen. And you need to address them all the way through.
Wow, did you want to take a halftime or no? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Fuck halftime. Halftime? Last time I watched a team take a halftime, that was yesterday with my Huskers, and we know what happened after that. Anyways, okay. So the next part of that, though, is, and we kind of touched on this, how do you deal with emotions when they come up? Or when do you acknowledge them? You know, communication again. So we've talked about that a little bit. How you deal with it. Open and honest, listening to listen, and non-judgmental when it comes to when emotions come up. And addressing them right away.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking, look, waiting to do shit. You know what? Waiting to address emotions is a lot like, I don't know, it's like when you were in high school and you took mom and dad's car out and you got in a wreck with the car, right? The sooner you went home and just said, fuck, eat, you admit it, got it over with, versus, you know, piling boxes and making 3 and 4 days later and trying to hide it only made it worse, okay? It's the same thing with emotions. Waiting to fuck around to get to them at some point in time and just ignoring it or thinking it'll get better, that is not going to work. That option. What the fuck does that look for?
7 months?
What do you mean 7 months? What the fuck are you talking about?
When you're finally sharing yours with me.
No, damn it. We have shared different... Okay, bitch. No, it's not that I waited 7 months to share. It's that they have been evolving.
Yeah.
Because I've been honest with you.
No, you have. I mean,
okay, no, not completely, because there was a part there that...
Hid it for quite a while because I was more pissed off.
I was processing it.
You were processing.
Well, I was because I really didn't know what the fuck I felt.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and I still totally don't completely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, okay. See, kids in listening land, this is why this happens. This is why you have to continually address it, even if it's shit that maybe stings a little bit, and you have to continually address it until you get it resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And as it changes and as it... Look, we all wish that you could just have a single conversation about whatever it is and that was magically solved from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It doesn't fucking work that way. Look, new swingers out there that are listening to this going, oh my God, maybe we shouldn't be in the lifestyle. Don't get freaked out.
Yeah, no.
But understand, this also applies to you brand new. Look, maybe the emotions that you're talking about are not... Like we're kind of talking about deep fucking... emotions like love, often the L word. You know, we're talking about love and things like that. Those aren't the only emotions in the fucking lifestyle you're going to have to deal with.
No.
Okay? So you need, if you're new and you haven't done it yet, I promise you right now, well, not right now, because, well, maybe on our page, but definitely on Thursday when this show comes out, there are going to be people that are going to listen to this podcast. They haven't hooked up with anybody yet. But they're already starting to feel emotions like guilt because mm-hmm. they want to, excitement,
mm-hmm.
horniness, fear, dread, you know, all the entire skittles of fucking emotions. They're going to taste the rainbow. They're going to start to feel these things ahead of time because guess what, young swingers, you that have yet to dip your penises in your magic wands into the magic vaginas of others, or vice versa, or had a magic wand stuck in your magic vagina. Here's the deal. Let me help you out with this. Right now, the moment before it happens, when you're walking up to that meet and greet, when you are walking up to that party, when you are getting ready, you are going to have a moment of fucking doubt. You are going to have a moment of guilt. Because guess what? I bet some people might have been raised this way, but 99% of us were raised that going and fucking somebody else when you're married is wrong. Mm-hmm. And for just a brief second in time, you're going to be like, I am about to get railed by some guy that I don't know his name, and my husband's going to watch. I'm so dirty. Okay? And you're going to have that. But you're all drippy and wet, and the dick's hard, and it's already been in your mouth. You're like, oh, fuck it. And then you'll deal with it later. And as a guy, you're going to sit there, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, my wife is right there with the getting slapped in the chin with balls, and I'm about to fuck this other girl. Oh, my God. You have to deal with it. Believe it or not, if you don't, that's not going to go away. Because when you get in the car to go home, you can sit in silence. A happy glow. She's still kind of drippy. Your dick's been glazed. Her makeup's all a mess. Your hair's all a mess. But just know this. When you get home, when you crawl into bed, and you get ready to go to bed, and you lean over to kiss each other, you're going to remember you've got pussy on your breath and she's got balls on hers. And you're going to have to deal with it. And that's okay. You know what? Just because you don't talk about it doesn't mean that the dick wasn't in her mouth. Just because you don't talk about it doesn't mean that you didn't have your tongue halfway up into her stomach via her pussy. It is what it is. If you don't deal with it, shit's going to get fucked up. Here's a horrible, horrible analogy and a gross way to put it. Think of it this way. You guys go out and do that. She sucks dick. You eat pussy. Rock on. Everybody has a good time. Don't brush your teeth again until you finally deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to wait 3 days because guess what? Pussy on the lips 3 days later, a little ripe. Just saying. You know, you wouldn't wait, right? That's gross. Yeah. I'm just going, oh my God. People right now would throw it up all over America.
Hell?
Well, it's the same thing. It's right there. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. So new people, look, when you're here, look, if you're brand new and the very first person you touch you fall in love with, the lifestyle is not for you. I'm just saying. But you're going to have emotions and shit you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, there's another part of this that goes in. This goes both for the new people and experienced people. Who you're fucking has a huge, can make a difference on what type of emotions. I think this almost affects new people more.
What do you mean?
I love that Dave's gonna be hard. What? A lot of people start off with a friend. A lot of new people, you read all the time.
Do they?
A lot of people start off with, they had this, it was her friend or it was his friend. A lot of people use you know, three ways as the gateway sex to the gangbang. Just
God,
saying.
We're not normal.
No, we're not. But I mean, or it's another couple they've known and there was too much booze and they whatever. Don't think just because you were friends you're not going to have to deal, there's not going to be emotional aspects that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I would think there'd be more.
There could be. It's a whole new dynamic.
If you don't know them, then you'll never have to see them again.
That's it. Don't use your real name. Don't use your last. No, I'm not saying that. But, well, I mean.
You did. No, I guess you told the truth when you met me.
No shit. I knew I wanted you forever and ever, baby. And I did. But, okay, so my fear here is that I'm scaring people from the lifestyle. And that's not the case. I mean, I don't even know.
You could be. Emotions don't have to be involved. They don't have to be.
You have to. No, your internal emotions are always, there's going to be something.
Well, yes.
But okay, external emotions, that becomes a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again.
Oh, internal, we had a lot at the beginning.
Yes.
A lot of times we played an hour away, mm-hmm. So we had an hour car ride home, which felt like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and let's face it, Sundays were usually spent.
Still talking about it. Sometimes going over what was really hot, then you get turned on, and then you have to take a break, so you have to go have sex, then you come back, and then you start talking about it again.
Right.
You know, you talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, you do. Internal emotions are going to happen. External emotions, I guess, I don't know. We, again, everybody's a little bit different. We look at it different. Like, I don't need to know your name to fuck you. And look, some couples are like, we don't fuck plan on the first date, right? Or the first time, rock on, you know, to each other. We're not that way. Look, if the connection's there, you know, let's go fuck. Right? We're okay with that. Everybody's a little different. I don't need to know very much about you to know you very long to know whether or not I want to bang you. I just don't. I know that just meet and greets right, boom, right away. Just saying. Anyway, so that's a story we're not sharing. I mean, I could. I met a lot of people, so who knows?
You're a social butterfly.
I am social. And by the end of the night, I was a horny social butterfly, just saying. I was buzzing with a boner. Anyway, so, but we don't need to know a lot about you to you know, either we click or we don't. And that works for us, right? So, emotions with an outside couple does not have to be there. It's not a prerequisite. For us, one of the things, I think the reason, A, it's our personality types to... You know, we're a one-night stand that stayed together 27 years, so it's in our DNA, kids. But I mean,
I knew your name.
Yeah, he did,
and I remembered it.
No shit, that tells you how good I was. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. But I think not getting to know people was an easy way to make sure that didn't happen. You know, it gave you a safe distance a little bit to just have sex and have fun. If you're not comfortable with that, well, then obviously you shouldn't do that. Again, right. Key to understanding here, we talk crazy truth, but we don't tell you how you're supposed to do it. So it's whatever works.
No, because everybody has their own process they have to go through.
Right. It's whatever works best. But there's the key. It's a process. You know, I mean, go back. When I talk about people feeling all the feelings they had before they hooked up, I kind of say we did not have that conversation before the very first time we hooked up. Because I didn't want to do anything to fucking jinx it. I had been waiting so long. I just want fucking... Yeah, let's make this happen. After that, though, we did. We do a lot of times beforehand. We talk about, even if we're going to play along, well, how are you feeling? You stoked? You excited? You know, whatever. We talk about it ahead of time. We continuously... We don't always talk about the lifestyle, which is funny because this is what I do full-time is Casbah. But... We still don't talk about the lifestyle all the time, but before we're going to an event or before we're going to have a hookup or something, it's pretty much the main topic of conversation. It saves a whole lot of bullshit, you know, if everything's worked out ahead of time. When I had somebody play over here at our house, which is the first time I'd ever done that, right, we had a lot of conversation about that. We had... conversation about the rules, which they're really our rules. We're at a point in our life, our rules are pretty simple, but a big rule of you is not my bed. You know, our bed is our bed. I have an office that has a bed in it.
It's not an office, it's a spare bedroom.
It's a spare bedroom. But you know, that was like the rule. I mean, which we already knew and we already agreed upon.
And that one single female created that rule.
Yeah, and the very first single female, guys, we learned the hard way. The very first single female created that rule. So, but we still talked about it. I still made sure you were okay with stuff. You still made sure I was okay with stuff. Before I went and picked the young lady up, I talked to you and said, you know, basically always giving that, at any point in time, you could hit the abort button, you know? So we still talk about it. But if you talk about when you learn to do that ahead of time, then what was the conversation when I picked you up? Did you have fun? You know, how was it? And just the regular normal stuff. We talked about it for probably 20 minutes, and then we were talking about your day at work.
Yay. Yeah. Your day was much more exciting than mine.
Yours. Yay! Yeah. But I mean, you know, so seriously.
And here, I was just envious because I wish I wasn't at work and was playing.
Yeah, you're just like, this sucks, I hate my job.
That's happened twice now. Damn it, quit doing that.
Hey, one, I was paying off. There was an owed factor. It was wonderful. There was like 3 weeks in 2 weeks in a row that I was a big fan of. Or Mondays and Tuesdays in the week.
I think it was 3 weeks in a row. That's okay. Who's counting?
But But see, that's the kind of stuff, see, we can laugh and joke about it. Because we communicate about it, okay? So, because I don't know where we're out of time. So, I want to...
I guess I should look at that. You have 5 minutes.
Okay, real quick. I want to hit on the last part of it, which is, what do you do when emotions have... When emotions run wild on you, it's like Hulk Hogan. When emotions, when you have the emotions, and maybe, you know, there they are. And now we have, basically, and now we have an issue. It, because that's the last part of the questions I get all the time is, you know, I think he is, I think she is. You know, it usually involves the L word, whatever. Fortunately, ours have never went to that point that we had to step in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will say this. On, as I said to you last night when we were driving, on the other part, on the poly relationship, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Running away is never an option. Communication is the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even with three people. Even if it involves, you know, L words and Q words and P words and stuff. I don't know what a keyword would be. I just made that up. Anyways.
Quiver.
Anyways, when it's reached that point, it is, seriously, you have to be willing, you have to stop. You when it has reached that point, you have to stop. You have to address it. I mean, my biggest thing is...
And honesty is a big key.
Yes.
Honesty as a couple... with another couple, with another single person, everybody has to be honest. Lying to one person and then lying to another person, it just causes a disaster in very awkward situations.
And it even, there's one other person you've got to say with that.
Who?
The person in the mirror.
Yes.
You have to, look, when emotions get to that point, you have to start with the person in the mirror and you have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Here's the deal. Could it be painful?
Mm-hmm.
It very well could be. That happens. But you have to be honest. And at that point in time, the honesty, the honest conversations have to come out. At that point in time, you have to put away the just wanting to get your junk wet and that part of it. Okay? And you have to put all that away and you have to go to what is really, really most important. You know, which is hopefully your relationship or you know, with your... another or whatever your dynamics are. We don't judge that as far as that goes. But you have to be honest. You have to, at that point in time, there's no longer any waiting.
We don't judge on anything.
No, we don't.
That's the part of that I caught.
But it's not going to get any easier.
Mm-mm.
And if you just continue to, you know, pile more shit on top of it, it's not going to solve itself.
Mm-mm.
It's not magic. You have to go and you have to address it. And it is about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the way. I know what I'm going to name this show. Honest Emotions. Because that's really, really the key all the way through with this. At all points in the lifestyle and when you're dealing with other people. Look, we feel emotions all the time. We feel emotions with people you work. You don't have to fuck somebody to get emotions from. That's how affairs happen every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone when you start putting sex involved with it. But you have to communicate. You have to be honest. You have to be willing to look and see when shit is starting to go. When you're starting to feel different, whatever. You have to be honest. You have to address it. And you have to be willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to be rational.
Mm-hmm.
These are all keys that, look, if you do these things, the lifestyle can be a blast. Okay, yes, there's always a disclaimer out there that there are victims of the lifestyle every single day. The roadway of swinging is littered with shattered mm-hmm. couples that were the lifestyle or victims of the lifestyle. It doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just a matter of knowing when you need to take the exit and get off the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Or get off the interstate, you know. But if you will communicate and you will work and strive to have that, you're going to find that your swinging experience is going to be way better.
Mm-hmm.
The more you communicate, your swinging experience is going to rock. And number two, your relationship's going to kick ass
mm-hmm.
all the way through. Well, that was just a fucking deep show, wasn't it?
No shit. What the hell happened?
Man, I don't know. Oh, quick, here, I'll try to lighten up. Pussy, dick, penis.
No, stop it.
Schlong.
Stop.
Anal beads. You still have to drive your lid up anal plugs.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Anyways, all right, so with that, I'm being communicated with that I need to fucking get off the air. Weird. All right, so with that, again, thank you so very much for listening. Don't forget to visit us at www.crazycasba.com or to get tickets for the big Crazy Winter Nights party that you don't want to miss. www.crazy, that's with a crazy with a K, crazywinternights.com. Get your tickets January 17th through the 19th. You don't want to miss it. So, for the time being, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever will, Casba style, out.